Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And, of course, I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me from all over the world, from Dubai, from Ireland, from Australia, London, and, of course, to all of my listeners all over the USA. And I just want to say to you that my declaration over your life today is that you are a powerful human being created in the image of God. You are capable and purposeful, and you're making a difference in the world. Well, it is really, really cold here in Atlanta, Georgia, and over the past 4 days, we've had snow and ice. That's right, snow and ice, and it's been a rather interesting time here in Atlanta. We rarely get an opportunity to see snow, and it was only about an inch. That's right, people, only about an inch, and of course, everything was closed down, and today has really been sort of like the first day that I've been able to get out of my home. And I know that all of my listeners who live in areas where you are accustomed to getting lots of snow probably find this quite amusing, but that's just the way we do it in the South. Well, how are you doing? I know that you're doing so well. You know how I know, because I am reading and receiving all of those great emails. And thank you so much for writing me. It just helps me to keep my pulse on the finger of really what's going on with you and how these shows are really changing your life. And for that, I'm very grateful. Also, I'm having such a great time speaking with some of you for the first time. As you know, I made available a special gift to my listeners, and that's you, a coaching session. Really, it's two coaching sessions with me as your success coach to help kickstart your new year off. And I still have some slots available, by the way, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But I've just been having a great time coaching people from all over the world, and it's been very, very, very interesting. So I want you to go to my website after the show, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and take advantage of this one-time gift that I'm sharing with my listeners. And, you know, so interestingly enough, so many of them have been having powerful breakthroughs and transformation just in this shorter time in January. So, like I said earlier, make sure you listen at the end of the show, because I'm also going to be talking to you about the Law of Attraction Cruise in May. And in the U.S., that is Memorial Day weekend. And it is a 3-day cruise, and the Law of Attraction Radio Network happens to be sponsoring that cruise. And I am one of the featured 6 speakers, and I will be speaking on how to attract wealth and create a successful business. I want you to make sure you stay tuned so that you can hear about the great cruise. I want to meet some of you in person, and it was my understanding that last year that people came from all over the world. And it was a very transforming, energetic, life-changing event. So make sure you listen up for that. Also, I have great guests lined up for you. And whenever I ask a guest to come on, it's always designed with you in mind. How many of you have seen The Secret? Well, of course, you know I've interviewed Dr. John DeMartini and Lisa Nichols. And I'm going to be pre-interviewing Marie Diamond, who now lives in France, from The Secret. So you will be hearing from her over the next couple of weeks. And next Sunday, I have as my guest Dr. Clint Perriman. He is the author of New Brain Science of Success. And he's going to be sharing with us about how our brains really help us to be successful. So make sure you tune in for that. And then on the 24th, I have Harry Carpenter, who's going to be talking to us about your subconscious mind, how it works and how to use it. And Harry has been studying the subconscious mind for 60 years. He taught it for 40 years, so I want you to keep listening. But today we have such an interesting person. We are blessed with the gift of Sandy English, and Sandy was on last week, and I heard from so many of you all that I wanted to have him back. He is an author. He is a retired attorney. He's a minister and business consultant, and he has had so much experience and exposure, and he just has a passion for serving others. And I talked with him earlier today, and he says that he has some really great things that he wants to share with us. And so we're very blessed and honored to have Sandy with us today. So I want you to get out your pen and your pad, and if something jumps out at you, and it just sort of pierces your spirit, remember I always say that that may be the missing ingredient to your life. So, Sandy English, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network again.
Thank you. Good evening, and God bless you all.
And how are you doing today?
I am super great and getting better by the second.
I love to hear you say that. And for people who were not listening last Sunday, just share with our listeners just a little bit about your life and who you are and some things that you have accomplished and really how God brought you into this whole arena of universal laws and spirituality.
Well, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and I always knew that I wanted to do something to contribute to the universe and to help others, and that's been a passion for me all my life. So I went to law school and practiced law for 23 years in Los Angeles in California, and then I became a real estate broker. I was a real estate broker also in California for about 13 years, and then in 1999 I decided I wanted to enhance my spiritual life, so I began to take classes in my church with no specific intention other than to enhance my spiritual life. But I found myself at the podium 5 years later being ordained and licensed as a minister. I moved to the Atlanta area about 5.5 years ago, and since I've been back here, I've done some substitute teaching. I have a marketing business. I do some consulting work. I also do some ministry work, and I'm sending off my first book to the publisher sometime this week and getting ready to start working on my next book. So that's a little bit about me.
Oh, it sounds magnificent. And the name of your book is?
Take Time to Live.
How interesting. We can't wait to read it, Sandy. So once it's published, I want to have you back on again to share some excerpts from that book so that you can really empower our listeners.
I'd certainly be overjoyed to do that.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about so much. Where do we start? Initially, you said that you wanted to talk about how we can reside in a world of infinite opportunities or possibilities.
Yes. Well, you know, we're in a situation now where everybody is talking about the recession and the market is down and things aren't going so well. And I take a contrary view to that because I think that whatever you buy into is what you become. And my thought is you should not buy into this whole idea that things are depressed and things aren't going well, because the universe, and when I talk about the universe, I'm talking about whether we call it God or whether we call it infinite or whether we call it Buddha or Brahma or Allah or Muhammad or whatever, there is something in the universe or someone in the universe that can do things that we can't do, can create a flower, can cause the sun to rise and set, can cause the tides to come in and go out. Whatever that is, whatever you call it, that's the force that I'm talking about. And so that force, that energy, that God does not know recession, does not know bad times, does not know illness or sickness or lack or limitation. And so if we buy into that universal force that is always out there ready, willing, and able to help us and to carry us and direct us, then we can have prosperity and good times while others are talking about a recession. And I look at this from two points of view. From the spiritual point of view, I say that The universe is still evolving. There's still much to be discovered. And God is waiting for us to discover those things to elevate the world at large and to help all the people, such as we need a cure for cancer. We need to get clean water for all the world. We need to be able to feed all the people in the world. We need some alternative health remedies. We need to reduce illiteracy. We need to preserve the earth. Okay, these are things that need to be done, and it's going to be done when we are able to discover ideas and methods and ways to do that. On the human level, we need more jobs. We need to find a way to reduce crime. We need to have better teachers and pay them more money. We need more housing. We need to find things that need to be done and fill those needs. See, my view is recession means opportunity for those who seek it, okay? So first of all, I say this is your time and this is your year.
And so, Cindy, for someone who, how do we tap into those unlimited possibilities? How do we tap into God or higher power? For our listeners who may not know how to do that, what are some things that they can begin to do? Because certainly everybody wants to prosper and serve and empower others. So what are some things that my listeners can do in order to tap into those unlimited opportunities or possibilities?
Okay. First of all, I think that you need to pray. You need to meditate. You need to have time of silence. Now, let me back up. Here's what I mean by that. The universe is talking to us all the time. Some of us listen and some of us don't. But if you will go into meditation, ask God to give you some direction, and you can be very specific about it, and if you meditate and listen, God will give you ideas, give you direction, and tell you what to do and how to do it. That's what the universe does. So you've got to get silence and allow the I am that is within you, which is spirit, which is God, whichever you want to call it, to speak to you, to communicate with you. See, I believe that divine right action is always operating in your life to guide you, to lead you, to direct you, to watch over you, to protect you. And if you tap into that power, it will give you all kinds of ideas, do all kinds of things. I mean, how did we get the first automobile? How do we get the first airplane? How do people like Beethoven wake up in the morning and write complete symphonies in one breath? How do people learn how to run a less than 4-minute mile? All of that comes from the spirit that is within us. So you've got to stop. You've got to listen. You've got to hear. And you've got to obey the spirit. That's the first step, in my opinion.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should say that because I recently moved about 10 days ago. And I don't have my cable on yet because, you know, once you move, you have to call in and then they assign a date when they will come and reconnect your cable. And I'm not really a big television watcher anyway, but it has been very interesting to me that since I don't have any television, how I feel that spirit has really been speaking to me because I've been quiet. I come home in the evenings, and I'm just sort of quiet and meditate, and really great things are coming to my mind. So I just think that that's great what you said about pray, meditate, and silence. And when you say spirit speak to us, what would that feel like? Would that just come through our mind? Would it be a hunch, an idea? What would that look like for our listeners?
Well, realize that we're talking about the infinite, and so there are more ways than I can count as to how the spirit will communicate with you. Some of the obvious ways would be ideas that come to mind. If you're watching television or listening to radio or billboard, someone may talk to you. You're reading a book. You go to a movie. There are all kinds of ways that spirit talks to you all the time. You have to be aware of that so that when it's speaking to you, you've got to hear it. And then you've got to be willing to trust it. And see, the spirit doesn't always say, you know, turn left at the corner Because if you keep going straight, there's a major accident down there. All the Spirit says is turn left. And you've got to be smart enough to hear that as Spirit, distinguish that from your ego, and make that left turn.
Oh, interesting. You talked about divine right action. What does that mean?
Well, you remember now. Let's look at it from this standpoint. You have a mother and you have a father. Everyone does. And you know that your mother and father always have your best good at hand. They protect you. They guide you. They watch over you. They give you right information to do the things. Okay. Well, when I say divine right action, I'm talking about that supreme being, that infinite one. That's the Father. That universal Father has the same interest in you as your earthly mother and father, to watch over you, to guide you, protect you, to lead you. So divine right action means the universe giving you guidance and direction as to what to do, how to do it, and when to do it.
That's really good, and I think our listeners will really understand that. And so why is it that you think that we don't see all of these unlimited possibilities, and most people think in terms of lack or limitation?
Because of a couple of things. For one, race consciousness. We hear so much out there about all the bad stuff that's going on that we don't hear the good stuff, okay? Number two, if you're going to be in tune with the infinite and hear the incident, follow direction, sometimes you may have to do some drastic things like change your friends, change the people you hang out with. Here's my rule. If you need to change your friends or change your friends, that means change the way they think and do things to the way you think and do things, or get some new friends. Because if you've got friends who are impacting you negatively or adversely, that is not for your best good. So you've got to make sure you are in an environment so you can receive the good that's coming to you. It's already out there. It's in the flow. You see, God does not go to bed at night saying, well, let me think now, should I have the sunrise in the morning? No. God has put everything in operation. It's been in operation forever. And he's instilled within you everything you could want, desire, or need in this lifetime. It's already in you. He doesn't have to think about it or what he's going to give it to you or whether or not he's going to keep it from you. It's in you, and all you have to do is activate it. And here's the way I look at that. If you walk into a dark room, okay, you have a couple of choices. You can hang in that dark room and say, oh, man, there's no light here. It's going to be difficult for me to manage and see things, but this is the best I can do. Or you can flip the switch and have light. Well, all the ingredients of good and greater good and abundance and prosperity are within you. You simply need to activate it. And you do that like turning on the light switch by becoming aware of its existence, knowing that it's there for you to use, knowing that you have a divine inheritance within you, and you simply need to activate it by becoming aware of it and begin to use it in your life and affairs.
That sounds so easy. I think our listeners can do that. If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Sandy English, and he's talking about how we can access unlimited opportunities and possibilities utilizing universal laws. If you would like to call in and ask Sandy a question, that number is 347-326-9837. Let me tell you that again, 347-326-9837. And I have the chat room open, and for those people in the chat room, if you want to type in a question, I'll be more than happy to ask Sandy your question. So you talked about activating. What about people who want to activate maybe a lost dream? Maybe they have dreams and the recession has impacted them. What can people do to activate those dreams?
Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of ways that can be done. Okay? First of all, you get pad and paper. All right? And then you write down on that paper what you want some answers to. If it's a lost dream, you say, God, universe, infinite one, I want to know all of my lost dreams, all those dreams that were stolen from me, all those dreams that I thought were impossible. Can you give me those dreams and give me some direction as to how to pursue those dreams? You write that on paper. And then you go into meditation. And I say meditation anywhere from 15 minutes to a half hour, okay? Now, when you come out of that meditation, you pick up the pen and paper, and you put the pen to the paper and just begin to write. Now, what will happen is God would flood you with ideas, and you start writing. This is called speed writing, and you just begin to write, and you just don't stop. You don't editorialize it. You don't get caught up in grammar. You don't get caught up with what you're saying, what it's thought. You just write. Whatever thought comes to mind, you just write until you exhaust yourself. You may have one paragraph. You may have five pages. But when your hand comes to a stop where nothing else comes to mind that you can write, that's the end of it. And when you read it, I will guarantee you, you will have everything you need to know about those dreams. Now, that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is the same concept at the beginning. Get the paper, write down your questions of concern, and then you say, God, I need answers to these questions when I awake in the morning. And you go to bed with a pad and paper next to your bed. When you awake in the morning, the only thing you want that you may need to do is go to the restroom. Other than that, you pick up the paper and pad, put the pen to the paper, and start writing. And just write until your heart is content, until you can't write anymore. And once again, you will have all the answers. That's called a speed writing concept. And that's one way God can give you ideas and suggestions. Okay?
Oh, that's great. I think our listeners can really utilize that. I know that I have practiced that, and it really, really works. And I like it when you said when you get up in the morning, don't do anything else. Just go to the bathroom. Then just still be in that quiet place so you can really hear from Spirit.
Absolutely.
Well, you said earlier something about now is our time or this is our year. You know, this is the new year and people are really wanting to transform and change their lives. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, sometimes people are in a state where they don't know where to start and when to start. And I'm saying that when you look at the where we are in the world at this time, I believe that this is the best time ever for you to start whatever you want to do. If you look around, here are some things you'll be aware of. Number one, there are more small businesses than you can ever imagine, and they're coming up every day. There are more home-based businesses than you can imagine. They're coming every day. There are more people self-employed than ever before, okay? They've transferred jobs overseas, and that means that there's a void here. There's some things you can do to complement that, okay? That we need to do more work with our children and with our young adults, okay? We need to listen to the universe to find out what God wants us to do. We need to take advantage of these things. And here are four questions that I want everyone to ask themselves. The first question is why? The second question is why not? The third question is why not you or why not me? And the last question is why not me or why not you now? Okay? There are so many things that need to be done in our universe, so many issues that need to be addressed, and the only way they're going to be addressed is by you and me, because we've been put here by the Divine One to be its expression here on Earth. And so, you know, we didn't have airplanes at one time.
Right.
But someone decided that we need to have an airplane. It was an idea. We have airplanes today. At one time, we couldn't go to the moon, but we can today, okay? Or let's take some really basic things. Can you imagine there was a time when we didn't have computers?
I cannot.
Can you imagine a time when we didn't have Microsoft?
I cannot.
Okay. Now, you remember, if you go back in history, the kind of things that were happening in places like India and China and the Philippines, India has come up out of the grave. They are doing all kinds of great things in India, and India is a major market for a lot of the jobs that are going from the U.S. to India, from the U.S. to the Philippines. China is now a great industrial nation. Lots of things are being made in China. You pick up almost anything, it's made in China. Can you imagine there was one time we didn't have Google? We didn't have emails. We didn't have webinars. We didn't have Post-its. All those things have come about by somebody turning to the Spirit and saying, give me some direction, and they've come up with something that was unique and different to fill a void. And so we have to be willing to reach out and try to find the voids and fill them. And if you don't know what to do, turn within to the Spirit within you and ask the question, why? Why not? Why not me? And why not me now?
Oh, that's
you
really
will get answers.
That's really good, Sandy. You know, I'm thinking of Bill Gates as you were talking, because he really came up with the whole computer program because he just wanted to be able to communicate with his friends. He had no idea that what he was doing was going to change the world. And for our listeners, I think one thing that you're saying is you need to begin to really think outside of the box. And you talked about divine creativity. So how does our listeners tap into that divine creativity? What is that, and how would our listeners tap into that?
Well, again, it's going back to what we said earlier. The universe has created within us creativity at the time that we were created. It's within us. And again, we have to activate it, and you activate it by asking the universe to bring it forth to the table. And the best way to do that is through meditation and through silence. Let me just talk about silence for a moment so I can distinguish that from meditation.
Okay.
When you think about it, the universe operates in silence. The child is conceived in silence. Okay? The sun rises in silence. The trees grow in silence. The plants produce in silence. Everything that the universe does, it's in silence. So if you want to grow and you want to aspire and you want to have things come up within you that you may not be aware of, you need to get into silence and allow those things to grow within you. Silence is the best thing that you can do, and you owe it to yourself to spend some time in silence every day, because that's the way you're going to keep growing, that's the way ideas are going to come to you, and that's the way things will manifest into your being when you give it time in silence.
I think that's very powerful, because we're so busy. We have iPhones, and then we text, and then we have the rest CDs, and then we have the television on. And I think that is so important. And as you said, Spirit is always speaking, but we just have to get silent long enough to really receive and go inward. You know, a lot of people are talking about the Law of Attraction since The Secret, and I am on the Law of Attraction radio talk show. And I want to know, what is your take on the Law of Attraction, and why do you think that it's not working as effectively as it should for people?
Well, I have this saying, if it's worth working it, you've got to work it. And if you work it, it'll work for you. You can't take on something and try it once or twice and say it doesn't work. You've got to say, I'm going to work it until it works. Now, just think about Edison and the light bulb. Edison tried the concept of creating a light bulb by thousands of times. He never got discouraged. Every time it didn't work, he said he eliminated ways it wouldn't work, and he got closer and closer to the way that it worked, and he found the way. So you have to embrace the Law of Attraction in the same manner. You take it on. If you believe in it, if you have confidence in it, you've got to just stay at it until it works. Let's take the child. Here is the child crawling around the kitchen. He sees all these adults walking around. He says to himself, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe I should learn how to walk like they do. So he says, I'm going to try this. So the child gets up. He takes one step, falls, bangs his head, and the child says, you know what? That's no fun. I'm not going to try it again. I'm not going to try. I'm giving up. Now, no child does that. That child mindset, as a child, I'm going to try it and try it until I get it right. And that's the attitude that we have to take with the law of attraction. It works. It works for you or it works against you. It's always working. It never stops working. Okay? So you've got to work it for your highest and best good. Because, you know, if you don't plant some seeds, the weeds are going to grow. So you've got to take on this idea, this concept, this principle, and say, I'm going to work it. I'm going to tweak it. I'm going to keep doing whatever I have to do until it works for me, because it does work. It is no respect of persons. If it worked for you, if it worked for the person who wrote the book on the secret.
The secret,
if it
right.
Worked, right. If it worked for Michael Beckwith, if it worked for Oprah, if it worked for Henry Ford, if it worked for Einstein, if it worked for them, it will work for you.
I agree with you on that, Sandy. I think people have to spend enough time with truth until it becomes a reality in their being. And I wanted to encourage some of our listeners, because I've been getting some emails saying, I've been reading it, but you have to read it until it becomes truth. And then when you know something, you can walk in it fully. Like Sandy said, it is a law and it always works.
There's one thing. If you want to be something, become a student of that. So become a student of the law of attraction. If you do that and you work it and you read and you try it and you talk to other people about it, you go to seminars, eventually it will work for you. You can't give up on it after you try it once or twice. Here's my theory. Let's say you are 25 years old and you've been doing things and it's just not working for you. And I'm saying this, if what you've been doing isn't working for you, try it my way for a year or two and see what happens. If it my way doesn't work for you, you can always go back to the other way. But
right.
Try something new and stay with it long enough to give it a chance to take root and grow. Now, you're aware of the story of the fern and the bamboo tree?
No.
Let me share that with you.
Okay.
This man, he was despondent, and he decided that he was going to take his life. But he said, before I do that, let me go out and talk with God before I do that. So he went out to the yard, and he started talking with God. And God said, okay, let me share something with you. He said, you're familiar with the fern and the bamboo tree. He said, yeah. He says, okay, I planted the fern and the bamboo tree at the same time. He said, within a few weeks, the fern came forth, blossomed, and served me well. He said, but after a year, nothing happened with the bamboo tree, but I nourished it, I gave it water, I gave it sunlight, and nothing happened. After the second year, I continued to nourish it, and nothing happened. I did it for a third and a fourth and a fifth year, and nothing happened. He said, but in the fifth year, all of a sudden, a little sprout came up. And in the next 6 months, it grew to be more than 6 feet tall.
Wow.
He said, I never gave up on the bamboo tree, but the bamboo tree had a different purpose to serve than the fern. It simply took more time because it needed more rooting and more footing to be able to do what it had to do. And that's the way it is with all of us. We have different purposes, different objectives, different goals, and so you cannot judge yourself by someone else, because your mission and your purpose is different, so it may take less time or longer time to accomplish something because God has a different purpose for you than someone else.
Well, that's an amazing story. I just love that. That's so encouraging. One question in the chat room is, how can I begin to attract money into my life using universal laws?
Well, that's a hefty subject, but I'm going to try to simplify it. I think that the first thing you got to do is stop focusing on money. Because, see, money is really the effect. If you focus on the effect, it stops the flow. You have to focus on the cause. The cause comes from spirit, comes from God, comes from the universe. So when you focus on the source, on the cause, then the flow is continuous. So you begin to read books that help you realize that your good comes from not from money, not from a person, place, or thing, but from the universe. And you begin to focus on the universe, and then things will flow for you. And instead of focusing on money, you want to focus on abundance and prosperity. Focus on abundance, prosperity, focus on God, and the doors will open for you for the flow of abundance. And in the concept of abundance and prosperity is money. Okay? But you've got to start with the cause. Also, you've got to do things like share with others. You've got to forgive others. You've got to serve others well, because whatever you give always comes back to you. Anything that you love and want to keep, give it away and you will always have it. Okay? So serve others. Focus on thanksgiving and gratitude for what you already have. See, some people aren't happy with what they have. But you need to be thankful and happy for what you already have if you expect to get more. Again, focus on the cause and the source, not the effect. Money is the effect. Let me suggest a book for you to read. It's called The Abundance Book. The Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. Okay? It's published by Hay House. It's a $7 retail value, an awesome, awesome book. That's one book.
That's so interesting. I have that book in my hand as we speak, because I have been reading that book today. And it's a green book, and it is very, very powerful.
Well, you know,
I think it gives our listeners just a different vantage point as to how they can really attract abundance into their lives.
Yeah, that would be for somebody who's trying to do this now. That is a great book to start with.
Well, you know, Sandy, you talked about serving others really being the key to success. And I know Einstein says that everything operates in circles, and when you hug other people, you're really hugging yourself. He calls it the boomerang effect. On a circular basis, that when you give, of course, it comes back to you. Some people call it sowing and reaping. Some people call it cause and effect. Talk about the importance of serving others and how that is really the key for people to really tap into unlimited opportunities or possibilities.
Well, if you read any of the spiritual or religious books on the market, the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, or the Tao teachings, you will find that the concept of giving is universal, okay? And when you think about it, God put us here, the universe put us here, to help one another. Your focus should be on helping others. Now, here's my theory, and some may differ with this. My focus is God first, spirit first, helping others second, and myself third, okay? And if you begin to focus on helping others, it just helps you. Because when you help someone else, you help yourself more.
Absolutely.
Think about that. When you help someone else, you help yourself more. So focus on helping other people, serving other people. If you do that, things will come into force. When people are having challenges or issues or problems, one of the things I always suggest to them is take yourself, eye off of yourself and your challenges, and find a way to serve or help someone else. Two things happen. Number one, you're fulfilling the law of giving and sharing and helping others, and you take the focus off yourself to allow the Spirit of God to work within you to resolve whatever issue or challenge you have. Because what you resist persists. When you got a challenge or problem and you just think about it all the time, it's going to continue to persist because you're giving energy to that. You need
right.
to get your mind away from that. How do you do that? By serving others.
Well, you know, I'm a prime example of that, and my listeners have probably heard this probably a million times, but I'm going to share it again for maybe with someone who has not heard it. Last year, I fell and broke my foot, and I was in a wheelchair, and I was in a cast for like 4 months. And so I really prayed, and Spirit just led me to start doing the Law of Attraction Talk radio show. And it has radically changed me, and people always ask me, what are you getting out of that? And my answer is, you don't know anything about universal laws if you ask me that question, because my life is so enriched by giving that I've just received back just 1,000 times more. And what it did for me, it helped me to take my mind off of my broken foot, off of my pain, and I was focusing on my listeners. And what you said, that was just a prime example, a living example of how a person could do that, because my energy was not on my healing, but it was on really my listeners. And my doctor said that I healed quicker than anybody who he has ever helped. And I think it was because my focus was not on me, it was on others.
Absolutely.
So that's just great insight. What else would you like to share with our listeners tonight, Sandy? We have about 10 minutes.
Well, you know, I let me just talk about the business community and some ideas I have with regard to the business community, because business is an important part of our world. And here are some of my suggestions to grow your business in general, but specifically in a time where people are talking about recession. Number one, the business person needs to think big.
Think big.
Think big. Mm-hmm. Number two, the business person needs to think positively. The business person needs to have a can-do attitude, meaning I can do it. The business person needs to practice the possibility thinking game, and that's where you sit down with another person and write all the different ways to do something as a start to come up with a solution to an issue or a challenge. Don't buy into the recession, okay? Because as I said earlier, the Almighty does not know and deal in recession. You need to build stronger and better relationships with your existing clients and customers. Also, you need to serve your clients and customers better. If you give more than what you're paid for, you will receive more in the long run. Let me repeat that. If you give more than what you're paid for, you will receive more in the long run. Okay? Rewrite your business plan. Utilize the visioning process.
What does that mean?
That means you need to go into sessions where you ask God for what are other and different ways that you can serve God through your business, and let God direct you to other ways to serve Him through your business. Because when a person is in business, that's like their ministry.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, you need to prepare yourself so that when the market turns up, you will be ahead of your competition. That means now more education, more training. Develop a niche or two about your business that sets you apart from your competition. Find new ways to do old things. And keep in mind that adversity is really opportunity in disguise. So while you may say this is a recession, this is an opportunity for you and your business to find ways to do something better or to find your greatness. Okay.
Well, expound on, I love it when you said new ways of doing old things, because I think Donald Trump said that if you can solve a problem, you'll be wealthy. And so people need to look at a new way of doing something that's obsolete or that needs to be upgraded. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, take a different route to work sometime. Don't go all the same way, because by taking the different route, you may discover something you never would have seen or would have thought of just by taking a different route. So look at the way you're doing things and try to come up with things different. For example, the market is changing now, and the way that people did marketing and advertising 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years ago, that's changing.
It is.
So you've got to make sure that you're in tune with the new ways of marketing and advertising. Now, my understanding is the market has gotten to a point now where you get people to talk about your product and let them market for you. For example, if I go to a nice restaurant and I tell you about it, I'm marketing for the restaurant, and the restaurant isn't even paying for it.
That's true.
And when I get people to talk about your restaurant or your food or your idea, I'm marketing for you, and you don't have to pay for it. So you've got to find ways to get people interested in what you do so it becomes a topic of discussion in the churches, in the homes, in the synagogues, at the schools, and that's another concept of marketing that's on the horizon.
I like it when you said everybody needs to find their niche. Everybody has something very special and unique that they could really, number one, become wealthy doing, but also serve others with that. How
right.
important is finding your niche?
Well, you see, here's my theory that goes back to the days I practiced law. I always felt that I was a very, very good attorney. But there are lots of very, very good attorneys. So I said, now, what can I do to distinguish myself from them so people will want to use me? And so what I did, I said, I'm going to give the best service I can. I'm going to give them such great service they will never leave me, and they will talk about me, and they will refer people to me. And I have people, I haven't practiced law since 1993. I still have people call me to find out if I'm practicing law to do something for them, and I haven't practiced for, what, 16 years. It's because I gave good service. That was my niche. So you need to find something that distinguishes you from your competition and then employ that in your business, and you will find that you will grow and you will prosper.
Another question in the chat room, how can I attract my soulmate?
Well, that goes back to the law of attraction. First of all, you have to be what you want someone else to be. If you want to have somebody who's kind and gentle and loving and caring and beautiful and dynamic, then you have to become that person. You have to become the person that you want to come into your life. And you can't be something different from that. Now, I recall a friend of mine years ago, she took a picture from a magazine and put it on her dream board of a man that she wanted to come in her life. And after about a year, she met this guy. And they fell in love, and they were destined to be married. And she kept seeing herself for a long period of time, "Seems like I've seen this guy before." He kept saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day she was pulling out her dream board, and there was the picture of this guy. Okay? She became what she wanted from this person, and he came into her life. So if you want to attract someone, you've got to be attractive. You can't attract if you're not attractive. Okay? And you've got to carve out the kind of person that you want to come into your life, and you've got to make sure the universe is aware of that, and then you simply plant the seed and let it be. See, there's a three-step process that we have in life, and I like to deal with the plant. You plant the seed, you cultivate, and then you harvest. Okay? Now, people get caught, miss the boat here in this regard. You plant the seed, but you can't make the plant grow. That's the job of the universe, the how. You can focus on what you want, the tree, but you have to let the universe handle the part in the middle, the how. So you decide the kind of person you wanted to come into your life. You describe that person in great detail and see that person being in your life, and then plant that seed and let God take care of the rest. You can't make it happen, but the universe can.
And somebody says the what is up to us, but the how is up to God of the universe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, Sandy, would you say that you're living the life of your dreams now?
I'm living the life of some of my dreams, but I've got dreams yet to be manifested.
And what are those dreams?
Well, one of my dreams is to travel around the world helping people all over the world and providing them where necessary with medical care, with food, with medical supplies, with clean water, and with the word. And I want to do that 8 or 10 months out of the year.
Okay.
That's one of my dreams. Okay. I want to be able to create a nonprofit organization that will serve children here in the U.S. Okay. I want to create a program where we can get to our youth and our children in a way where they can begin to close down some prisons.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many children and too many young adults finding themselves in a situation where at young ages they are going to prison.
I can tell you have a passion for children.
Yes, I do.
It comes through. So that is so wonderful. So in summary, what would you like to leave with our listeners, Sandy?
Well, I think it's all within your hands to be whatever you want to be. And if you're looking to move your life forward, if you're looking to find better ways and better things, here are a few things I would suggest. Okay, 2010 is your year to win. 2010 is your year to begin. Just get started doing something. Do something that you love to do and don't worry about the money. Discover new ways of doing things. Remember that adversity means opportunity. Play the possibility thinking game. If you're a business person, get some professional help. Stop trying to do it by yourself. Find a way to reach and share with your worldly neighbors and friends. The universe is waiting to help you if you will simply ask and then listen. Listen. And then last but not least, when you serve others, you serve yourself more. So find a way to serve others every day.
Oh, Sandy, you've just given our listeners just a remarkable tips on how they can really begin to access unlimited opportunities and possibilities. And I just want to thank you tonight for serving.
I am so blessed and honored to be here, and I learned a lot myself in the process.
Well, thank you so much. And once your book is published, I'm going to have you back on again so you can share with our listeners about your great book.
I look forward to that.
Okay. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, and God bless you, and may peace and love bless everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, wasn't that just a great interview with Sandy? He's just a very powerful man, and I always say if you would just begin to take small baby steps toward implementing the things that he said tonight in your life, then your life will gradually change. And this is what I do. If something just jumps out at you, that spirit saying to you that this is a really answer to your problem. So I want you to really listen to this again and just take some of the wisdom and knowledge that he shared with us tonight and just implement it into your life. That was very, very powerful. Well, I just want to remind you all again next week that I'm going to have a great author on, Dr. Clint Perriman, and he's going to be talking about how you can be successful and the law of attraction and how your brain is involved in your success. And that's going to be life-changing for you. And on the 24th, of course, I'm going to have Harry Carpenter talking about the power of your subconscious, what is it, and how to use it. And for my listeners who may not know, I am offering only in January a special coaching gift to my listeners. I say kickstart your new year off, invest in yourself. As Sandy said, sometimes you need professional help. I know this year I have two coaches in two different areas in my life. So are you ready to achieve your dreams? Then you need to let me be your success coach. And as most of you know, I have 25 years experience in counseling and coaching. I'm licensed and certified and have probably coached or counseled probably at least 100,000 people in my career. You will have two sessions with me in January. It's only for 25 participants from the 1st to the 31st, and then I'm going to end this offer. And this is what it's going to look like. You have one-on-one coaching with me. I'm already doing it with some of my listeners. You will have two separate sessions in January. The first session, I'm going to help you identify and eliminate limiting beliefs and barriers and anything that may be hindering you from really what you want. We're going to identify and clarify what you truly desire. And in that last session, we're going to really create individual strategies and projects that move you toward your dream. And we just had some remarkable results from the people who have taken advantage of it. So go to my website, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just sign up for it, and we can get started next week, and I'll call you. And it's so interesting. People are so shocked when I call them and say, "Hi, this is Constance Arnold." They start screaming and everything. So when I call you, don't scream. Just know that I'm gonna call you personally. And then I want to talk to you about the Cruise to Transformation. As I said earlier, the Law of Attraction Radio Network has a Cruise to Transformation on May 31st, and in the U.S., that's Memorial Day weekend, and it's a four-night cruise to Baja California, Catalina Island, and we're going to have really some powerful workshops. Dee Wallace is a spiritual healer, and she's going to be talking about some prosperity kinds of things, and we're going to have interesting workshops on energy emission and healing and the magnificence of your life. And yours truly, I'm going to be talking about the Law of Attraction for business and wealth. And so go to my website and look at the Truth for Transformation and just take a look at that. I would love to meet you in person and would just love to sit and spend some time with you so that we can get to know each other. And it was my understanding that last year that people came from all over the world. And I just want to leave some affirmations with you. As Sandy was saying, I was reading Randolph Price's book, The Abundance Book, and I'm just going to leave you a couple of thought-forming affirmations on abundance. And this is what I want you to say. I am wonderfully rich in consciousness. I am bountifully supplied with money. I now realize my plan for abundant living. I happily see every bill paid now. I joyfully see every obligation met now. I see my bank account continually fill with an all-sufficiency to meet every need with a divine surplus. And the last one, which I really love, is God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. And so I just want you to think on those this week. Maybe one of those sort of jumped out at you. And just like Sandy said, just take one in silence and just begin to meditate on that one affirmation. Go inward, as he said, and your life would just drastically change. And this is 2010, and if you want something different, you really are going to have to do something different. And remember, I always say that your outside or your external is just a real out-picturing of really what's going on the inside of you. So spend some time in silence this week. Instead of having go on, just drive in silence to work. And when you come home, just like Sandy said, just take about 15 to 20 minutes in the morning if you're a morning person, or in the evening if you're an evening person, and just begin to just meditate and let the Spirit speak to you. And if you get an idea or a hunch, write that down, because that Spirit speaking to you, showing you the many great and mighty things that you can do. Well, I just want to thank you again for joining me. This is Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, saying that I'll see you again this time next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as I always say, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.